The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. What if one of the most overlooked weapons in your arsenal is the fruit of the Spirit? In Galatians 5, Paul lists the works of the flesh right before he lists the fruit of the Spirit. Hatred, discord, jealousy, rage, selfish ambition, division. These aren't random sins. They're the enemy's strategy. Every work of the flesh is designed to steal, kill, and destroy your peace, your relationships, your sense of who you are in God. The fruit of the Spirit is the counter strategy. Where the enemy brings hatred, the Spirit produces love. Where he sows anxiety, the Spirit produces peace. Where he plants bitterness, the Spirit grows patience. The fruit isn't just for your personal growth. It's a weapon. Every time love rises in you where hatred should have won, the enemy loses ground. Every time joy holds steady in a season that should have crushed you, his strategy fails. And Paul says something stunning about the fruit. Against such things, there is no law. No law can produce it. No rule or self-discipline can manufacture it. But the enemy also has no defense against it. These weapons are not of this world. They have divine power, and there is no counter-strategy for the nature of God alive in you.